From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a true joy of mine to be able to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth radio program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries, right here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week, we are looking diligently at a verse of Scripture that we all love, but normally just skim over. Read over it rapidly, and we say, praise God for that, and we go on. And that is Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, a verse of Scripture that I'm sure that every one of you, or at least most of you who have been saved for any period of time, are either familiar with it, or you've memorized it, or it has become a favorite verse to you. It says this, Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And certainly that is a part, or was a part, of the Apostle Paul's testimony. But it's also applicable to every one of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior. Our life is centered around Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, we would have no life. Whether you're talking about physical life, or even more importantly, as it relates to the context of Philippians chapter 1, spiritual life. Jesus Christ is our life. And as we've been looking at that this week, we have noted, first of all, that Christ as our life is personal. Every one of us as believers can say, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Yesterday, we noted that Christ as our life is present, where the verse says again, for to me to live is Christ. In other words, right now, today, this Thursday, Jesus Christ is my life. I don't have to wait until I die to experience the life that Jesus Christ gives me. The moment I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, I have new life in Christ. And by the way, my question to you today is, have you trusted Christ as Savior? Can you find a time when realizing that you are a sinner and that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world, that you trusted Him, that you said something like this, Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me? If you can find that time, I rejoice with you. If you can't find that time, I would encourage you to trust Christ as Savior today. But Jesus Christ, our life, is present, which means right now He is our life and He continues to be our life. But then the third point that we see that I want to bring out from Philippians 1:21 is that Christ as our life is prospective. It gets better. Notice again the verse, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. On Monday, I mentioned, and I want to repeat this again today for those of you who maybe not were with us on Monday, or maybe you've forgotten it. But years ago, I knew an elderly lady, a great saint of God she was indeed. When she quoted this verse, she would say, for to me to live is Christ and to die is more of Christ. Think of that, more of Christ. And that's true, because not only is it factual that our life with Christ is personal. In other words, Christ died and rose again and saved and lives for me. That's very personal. And it's not only true that our life in Christ is present, in that right now He is the Savior and the source and the strength and the sustainer of our life. But the fact of the matter is, the best is yet to come. Hallelujah for that. The best is yet to come for those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior. Oh, listen, If you don't know Christ, you cannot say the best is yet to come. Because if you were to die without Jesus Christ, you would go to hell. Eternal separation from Christ in the lake of fire. That is the condition, the eternal condition, of all of those who don't know the Lord. But for those of us who know the Lord, the best is yet to come. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Let me just share a few thoughts concerning that. First of all, through Jesus Christ, we gain heaven. That's right. Through Jesus Christ, we gain heaven. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8, the Word of God elaborates upon that quite clearly, where it says this, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 8, and I'm sure that you know this verse as well. It says, we are confident. That means there's no doubt about it. We are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Isn't that great? The moment we as believers close our eyes in death, we open them in the presence of the Lord. There's no such thing as soul sleep. There is no such thing as going into some kind of spiritual limbo. No. Death, for the Christian, is the door to heaven. Did you ever think about that? People say, oh, I don't want to die. And I understand that. I want to live as long as I can, but death is not something that we as Christians should be afraid of, because it is the beautiful door that opens up and takes us into the presence of the Lord, where we will live with Him forever in the land without tears and a time without end. So through Christ, our life is perspective, in that through Christ we gain heaven. Secondly, through Christ we have a great inheritance. An inheritance given to us by the Lord that will never, ever fade away. I go with you to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. And let's just look at this for just a moment, where it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Here it is, verse 4. To an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. You know, everything that God has promised you that you will get as a Christian when heaven comes is what you will get. I'm sure that down through the years, some of you have no doubt been told that you have an inheritance by your rich uncle or somebody else who has died, and that that inheritance that you have is filled with great things. But when you get it, you find it's been whittled down for this reason and for that reason, and before you know it, you just get a part of what that inheritance was at the very beginning. I can imagine I'm hearing somebody say right now, yes, amen, Pastor Gary, I've experienced that in my life. Well, that is what we call an earthly inheritance that can be whittled away. But the inheritance that you and I as Christians have through faith in Jesus Christ is reserved in heaven for us, reserved by God Himself. And then verse 5 of 1 Peter 1 goes on to say, in reference to us, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Oh, beloved, our inheritance is great. It is something beyond our imagination. We're not going to have the time to get into it today, but tomorrow I'm going to bring out for you, the Lord willing, 25 conditions of our eternal inheritance mentioned in Revelation chapters 21 and 22. In fact, you may want to take some time today before tomorrow's broadcast to study Revelation chapters 21 and 22 to see if you can find those 25 conditions of our eternal inheritance in those two chapters. And without a doubt, there are many more than those 25 that we will see when we get to heaven. But you see, we have a great inheritance that nobody can take away from us. The devil can't touch it. The demons can't imagine it. But it's yours. It's mine. Through faith in Jesus Christ the Lord. Now, tomorrow, we're going to look at two more elements of the fact that Christ as our life is prospective. But I just want to pause here in the last minute that we have on this program to ask you personally, have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? You might be religious. You might have been baptized. You might be a church member. But I'm not asking that. I'm asking, have you trusted Christ as Savior? Can you say without a doubt today, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain? Can you say without a doubt today that if you would die today, that you would go into the presence of the Lord and receive that eternal inheritance that He has for you? If you can't say yes to that, or if you're not sure, I would encourage you right there by the radio right now simply to say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and He will. And if you make that your choice, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue and conclude our study in the fact that Christ is our life. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.